Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Subject Matter Minute. I'm Matt Nagy. Thanks for joining me. Now, I haven't asked for a while, or maybe not as much as I used to, but I'd really like it if you folks would subscribe to my YouTube channel. So at the bottom of every video, there's a big red button that says subscribe. All right, so go ahead and click that. Now, all of you guys have a YouTube channel now associated with your Gmail, so it'll subscribe you. And if you go into YouTube, you might see stuff that I post along the side. It also gives me some numbers just in case somebody wants a report generated and wants to actually know how many people are actually watching me. Okay, so I'd really appreciate it. So last month there was no subject matter expert because I was the subject. If you didn't watch, it was a blooper reel. It seemed to go over pretty well considering it had the most views of any of my videos. So thanks for laughing with me or perhaps at me. It was a lot of fun to put together, and I'm glad you guys liked it. All right, so this month, the subject matter expert is once again Polly Scott of the Wyoming Retirement System. She got me the information. She's very helpful. Thank you very much, Polly. So the subject of this month's Subject Matter Minute is the Wyoming 457 Deferred Compensation Plan. So the Deferred Compensation Plan. Well, first of all, what is it? Well, it's a retirement plan. So we have our pension, which is probably top two of the best benefits that we have as state employees. And that's most likely the thing that's going to get you the most towards retirement. And then we have Social Security, which hopefully we'll have at that point. But generally speaking, you're going to need some extra money put aside of your own money to have a comfortable, sustainable retirement. And that's what this is. The 457 deferred comp plan is a retirement vehicle for you to put your own money aside. So why would you want to do it? Well, first of all, if you're not doing it, you're losing $20 a month. Okay. All state employees of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches, for sure, will get a match of $20 a month if you put in $20 a month. So if you simply do the minimum of $20 a month, the state matches it. So if you're not doing it, you're losing $20 a month. So please do it for that reason at least. Okay, there's lots of other good reasons. It's easy. The money comes out automatically out of your account. And like other similar things, you can get it taken out pre-tax or post-tax. If you get it taken out pre-tax, it reduces your taxable income. If you get it taken out post-tax, you can take the money out in retirement tax-free. Another good reason to use it is the money is immediately yours. You're immediately vested. So right away after you put money in that, if you leave your job, you can keep that money in that account. Also, you decide how the money is invested. Well, if you want to. There's actually three different ways to do this, and I'll go into those later. All right, so some of the details. You can contribute a minimum of $20,000 and a maximum of $18,000. There are situations when those getting close to retirement can contribute more than the maximum of $18,000 a month. If you're in that situation, please contact WRS. All right, so you can also add money to this account by rolling over accounts. So other IRAs, 457s from another job can be rolled into this account. Now, when you leave employment, you can either keep the account, keep logging in and managing the account, or you can roll it into an IRA or another job's 457 plan. Now, keep in mind that this is not a savings account. This is a retirement account, which means that you can't just withdraw money. Okay. Now, there are certain scenarios where you can. First of all, obviously, you can withdraw money when you retire. That's the natural scenario. Second of all, you can when you leave employment with the state. Now, keep in mind, if you do that, you're going to be hit with some fees and some taxes. All right. Another scenario where you can withdraw the money is if you have an unforeseeable financial emergency. All right. So the IRS says that that is a severe financial hardship resulting from illness, disability, or accidental property loss. Okay. So in this scenario, we're not talking about paying off your home loans, your car loans, or things like that. It's more like if your home is about to be foreclosed on, or if you have a bunch of uncovered medical expenses. Okay. So if you think that you're in that scenario, talk to Wyoming Retirement System and they'll help you out. Oh, hold on. There's one more. It won't benefit you much, but if you were to die, your beneficiary can withdraw the money. All right, now let's talk about your involvement in these funds. There's three different ways you can be involved. First one is not involved at all. Okay, this is a pre-mixed target date fund. Basically, you pick a fund that ends right about when your retirement is going to happen, and then the pros take over and they mix a nice diversified portfolio that, as it gets closer to your retirement, becomes more and more conservative. Okay, so that's number one, hands off. Level two is a mix your own fund. What you do here is you have access to several funds that the Wyoming Retirement System has put together, and you decide which ones you use. Okay, so you can have them all in the international fund, or you could have them all in the bond fund, or you can mix and match. All right. So you have some involvement there. Level three is a self-directed brokerage account. Now this is for the pros and it's done through TD Ameritrade. Okay. So if you're interested in doing that, go ahead and talk to Wyoming Retirement System and they'll get you set up. Of course, there are fees associated with these things. There always are. Now these are very low. The Wyoming Retirement System Board is tasked with finding low fee, high quality investments, and that's what they do. All right, I think that's all I'm going to cover this time. I could go on and on about investing, I suppose. Not that I'm a pro, but I'm looking through the Wyoming Retirement System information and there's just so much stuff. But we're going to keep it to that. Just know that you should definitely be investing at least $20 a month in the 457. Okay. If you are a state employee that will be matched by the state, please put the $20 in and make an extra $20. Don't forget to look down on the show notes where you'll find links to all sorts of important stuff, including an enrollment form. If you just want to jump in and do that target date fund, go down, find the link and enroll. All right. Thanks for watching. Remember again to subscribe to my channel and I'll see you next time on the Subject Matter Minute.
You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.